usage of various of them, treating that as normal.
Is that normal?
Yes, being quite difficult.
When is quite difficult to take it?
16.
At that time?
Originally it was from the original car, but you asked for me to reschedule to 4 or 5.
Yeah.
But that's what I've been trying to do, but I can't get through and do my contingency.
What was the other thing? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 10. Deliverance of the Yamala Arjuna Trees, text 37. Anujani hino bhumans,
Anujani hino bhumans,
Savanuchara kinkaro,
Savanuchara kinkaro,
Darshanam no Bhagavata,
Darshanam no Bhagavata,
Rishi asid anugrahat,
Rishi asid anugrahat,
Anujani hino bhumans,
Anujani hino bhumans,
Savanuchara kinkaro,
Savanuchara kinkaro,
Darshanam no Bhagavata,
Darshanam no Bhagavata,
Rishe asit anugrahat,
Rishe asit anugrahat,
Anujani hino bhumans,
Anujani hino bhumans,
Savanuchara kinkaro,
Savanuchara kinkaro,
Darshanam no Bhagavata,
Darshanam no Bhagavata,
Rishe asit anugrahat,
Rishe asit anugrahat,
Anujani no bhumam,
Anujani no bhumam,
Savanuchara kinkaro,
Savanuchara kinkaro,
Darshanam no bhagavata,
Darshanam no bhagavata,
Rishya asir anugraha,
Rishya asir anugraha,
Anujani no bhumam,
Anujani no bhumam,
Savanuchara kinkaro,
Savanuchara kinkaro,
Darshanam no Bhagavata,
Darshanam no Bhagavata,
Rishe ascit anugraha,
Rishe ascit anugraha,
Anujani no bhumam,
Anujani no bhumam,
Savanuchara kinkaro,
Savanuchara kinkaro,
Darshanam no Bhagavata,
Darshanam no Bhagavata,
Anujani hino bhumam,
Anujani hino bhumam,
Savanuchara kinkaro,
Savanuchara kinkaro,
Darshanam no bhagavata,
Darshanam no bhagavata,
Rishya asir anugraha,
Rishya asir anugraha,
Vaishnavis.
Anujani hino bhumam,
Savanuchara kinkaro,
Darshanam no Bhagavata,
Rishye asir anugraha,
Anujani hino bhumam,
Anujani hino bhumam,
Savanuchara kinkaro,
Savanuchara kinkaro,
Darshanam no Bhagavata,
Darshanam no Bhagavata,
Rishye asir anugraha,
Rishye asir anugraha,
Anujanihi.
Anujanihi.
May we have permission.
May we have permission.
Now,
now
we.
Bhuman.
O greatest universal form.
O greatest universal form.
Tabanuchara King Kato.
Tabanuchara King Kato.
Because of being servants of your most confidential devotee, Narada Muni. Darshanam,
darshanam,
to see personally.
To see personally.
Now, of us,
Bhagavata,
of you,
the
Supreme Personality of God.
Rishi,
of the great saint Narada.
Asi,
there was, in the form of a curse.
Anugrahat,
from the mercy.
From the mercy.
Translation, this is Manigriva Nala Kuvara speaking, the sons of Kuvera. They have been freed from the Yamala Arjun trees by Lord Damodara. O Supreme Form, we are always servants of your servants, especially of Narada Muni. Now give us permission to leave for our home. It is by the grace and mercy of Narada Muni that we have been able to see you face to face. Purport. Unless delivered or blessed by a devotee, one cannot realize that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Manushanam sahasreshu kashchit yatati siddhaye. According to this verse of Bhagavad Gita, there are so many siddhas, or yogis, who cannot understand Krishna. Instead, they misunderstand him. But if one takes shelter of a devotee descending from the parampara system of Narada, Swayambhur Narada Shambhu, one can then understand who is an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this age, many pseudo-incarnations are advertised simply for having exhibited some magical performances. But except for persons who are servants of Narada and other servants of Krishna, no one can understand who is God and who is not. This is confirmed by Narottam Das Thakur. Chariya Vaishnava Seva Nishta Aichekeva. No one is delivered from the material conception of life unless favored by a Vaishnava. Others can never understand, neither by speculation nor by any other bodily or mental gymnastics. Om Tasmaya Shri Guru. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Krishna has been bound by Mother Yashoda. Bound by her love, he's agreed to let the rope bind him. And then he knows that his great devotee Narada Muni has given a benediction and a curse. He cursed those sons of Kuber to take birth as trees in Vrindavan. Why? Because those two boys, although sons of Kuber, the demigod who's the treasure of the heavenly planets, although they had such an exalted birth, they had fallen victim to vice, drunkenness, bathing naked in the rivers with women, just acting like debauches. In other words, they were acting in a way that people say would glorify. How wonderful. Drunken stupor, cavorting, unclad in rivers with the opposite sex. Oh, this is bliss. What a weekend. So, as you know, Narada Muni came walking by, and the girls, who had still had some common sense, they covered themselves. But the boys, they were so drunk, they didn't even notice, didn't care. So Narada Muni cursed them, that because you like to be unclad, better you become trees and just stand. But along with this curse, I give you the benediction that you'll be trees in Vrindavan, and that you'll see Krishna face to face, and then you'll become liberated. Lord Sri Krishna knew that Narada had given this rendition. So, to fulfill the words of his dear devotee, Lord Krishna, as a baby, Bal Gopal, bound to a grinding mortar with a rope, began to proceed towards the Yamala Arjuna trees in such a way that the grinding mortar was caught between the trees. And then as Krishna pulled the grinding mortar that he was roped to, the grinding mortar brought those two trees crashing down. And out from those two trees jumped the two shining forms of these devas, these demigods. And they began to offer prayers, glorifying Supreme Personality of Godhead. While they were offering their prayers, Krishna was smiling. Why was Krishna smiling? Because he's thinking, I have just liberated these two demigods who fell from the heavenly planets. I've liberated them from bondage, but here I am. I'm bound by the ropes of the gopis. I'm bound by their love. I'm bound, but I'm unbinding others. Krishna was smiling at the irony of the whole situation. I'm rescuing these two demigods from their bondage, but here I am, bound up myself, bound up by my devotee's love. So Krishna was smiling. Now you hear one of the prayers offered by Nala Cooper and Manigriva. O Supreme Form! They're not fooled that Krishna's there as a little boy. They know. This is Bhuman, the greatest. This is Bhumna Krishna, the greatest person, the greatest form. And so, although there he is, little Damodar, bound with rope to grinding mortar, surrounded by these two huge Yamala Arjuna trees that he just knocked down. Still, the two sons of Kuvera don't make the mistake of thinking he's an ordinary person. They know who he is. And so they present themselves. O Supreme Form, we are always servants of your servants, especially of Narada Muni. Now give us permission to leave for our home. It is by the grace and mercy of Narada Muni that we have been able to see you face to face. Their understanding, the mercy of the devotee, is more significant than the mercy of the Lord. That is Krishna's system. The spiritual master is like the rain cloud that brings water from the ocean of mercy, Krishna. And he brings it over on the dry land of the disciple and pours that water down. But the water is Krishna's. The rain cloud has no mercy of its own. The rain cloud gets the water from the ocean of mercy, Karna Sindhu, Lord Sri Krishna. So in that way, the spiritual master is simply the agent, the laborer on behalf of Krishna for distributing the mercy of Krishna to others. That's Krishna's system. So although the mercy is all Krishna's, Krishna has arranged it that the devotee gets glorification. Of course, the devotee also gets the blame. If someone does not follow their vows, then the devotee gets the blame. Why did you recommend this person to Krishna? And so, therefore, the spiritual master has to suffer reactions because of those who don't keep their vows. Because the spiritual master recommends to Krishna, through the succession, of course, through Guru Parampara. The mercy of a devotee is what we seek, as Prabhupada writes here. But if one takes shelter of a devotee descending from the Parampara system of Narada, one can then understand who is an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of God. And Narottam Das Thakur sings, Chariya Vaishnava Seva Nishtar Payajakeva. Who do you know who's ever been delivered from material existence without getting the mercy of a Vaishnava? It doesn't happen. You can go to the Brahman effulgence, maybe, rarely, and still you'll fall back from that. But if you get the mercy of a Vaishnava, you can go back to Godhead. So this is our endeavor to get the mercy of the devotee. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Krishna Saint Omar, Krishna Jite Bhava. Krishna, you belong to your devotee. So therefore, I'm simply running after the devotee shouting, Krishna, Krishna. In this part of the Leela, Krishna is showing how he's taking so seriously the words of Narada Muni. And then to a very lesser extent, Kuvera is a devotee, the father of Navakuvera and Manigriva, so Krishna is taking that into account. These boys are the sons of my devotee, Kuvera. But mostly Krishna is taking into account that the words of the greatest devotee, Narada Muni, must be fulfilled. When we meditate on this scene, our consciousness is filled with bhakti. That's why Krishna does his pastimes, just to learn our ecstatic love. One of the beginnings of our ecstatic love. We want to please Krishna. We want to use our energies properly in the service of the Lord. We don't want our energies going for Kali Yuga purposes. We want to focus. That is the art of advancing in spiritual life, the focus. Srila Prabhupada will celebrate his disappearance day tomorrow. He was the master of the focus. He knew how to get devotees to accomplish extraordinary things. He knew how to keep them focused on the path back to Godhead without going off on so many tangents, so many esoteric byways and side roads, and he knew how to keep everybody focused to get the job done, to develop love of Krishna, to go back to Godhead as servants of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. We should also learn how to focus and then teach that to others. In this way, you'll understand Krishna. You can't capture Krishna by your mental prowess. You can't capture Krishna by your material abilities. Krishna is captured by focused devotional service. And we would like that all of you have an opportunity to experience focused devotional service done with a mood of sacrifice, voluntarily accepting inconveniences, for the sake of giving Krishna to others. Then Krishna will be real to you. And I hope that's what you want. You want Krishna to be real to you. Just like when you go to Vrindavan, suddenly you realize, this Krishna consciousness is for real. Now, if you endeavor to help others to be Krishna conscious, Krishna will be merciful to you. Why should Krishna simply be merciful to those who you're preaching to, distributing to? Why shouldn't Krishna be merciful to those who are distributing the mercy, preaching the mercy? They'll certainly be Krishna conscious. The more that you distribute Krishna consciousness to others, the more significant you become in the eyes of Krishna. That is the nature of the sampradaya coming from Lord Chaitanya. You all have the chance to play a part in distributing Krishna consciousness to others. The only thing that stands in the way is selfishness. This lethargy produced by Kali Yuga. But if we can properly focus ourselves, we'll get the mercy of the devotee. By properly investing ourselves in devotional activities, Krishna becomes real. Krishna is there, but we have to purify our senses to see him. It is Krishna's system to approach him through the devotee. As soon as the devotee, however, thinks, oh, I'm so great, then Krishna doesn't like that. Krishna doesn't like his devotees to become proud. And sometimes he teaches them a lesson. The devotee thinks, I'm the humble servant of Krishna. In all cases, no matter what service the devotee does, he or she is thinking that, I'm just a humble servant of Krishna. We may note the gratitude of Namakuva and Manigriva. They've been set free by Lord Damodar, fulfilling the words of Naraganuni. Devotees should always be grateful for anyone who helps them in spiritual life. Certainly you're grateful to your spiritual master, just as Namakuva and Manigriva save you. We are always servants of your servants, especially of Naraganuni. Remember, Narada Muni didn't exactly give them a piece of cake. He cursed them and gave them a benediction at the same time, showing that even the curse of a Vaishnava is beneficial to bring someone to their senses. So they are now grateful. We're always servants of your servants, especially Narada Muni. He did this for us. Similarly, we're grateful to our spiritual master. And we appreciate other servants of the Lord who helped us in our spiritual life. We're always grateful, showing our gratitude. And that way it encourages devotees to help each other. If we establish a culture of gratitude, then devotees feel inspired to reach out to others. So, don't overlook devotees who have given you crucial help in your spiritual life, maybe when you were a young devotee. Always express gratitude, thankfulness, and that encourages the culture of reaching out to others to expand. When someone appreciates what you've done, then naturally start thinking, I should do it again, I should do more of this. So we want to encourage devotees to reach out to others. Devotees are helping us in our day-to-day devotional service. Don't take it for granted. So-and-so Prabhu, he or she is, you know, making all these arrangements because, well, that's just the way it is. He or she has to. You should be very skillful to see when devotees are laboring on your behalf to engage you in Krishna consciousness and not take it for granted. And should always be thankful. Just like whenever I meet devotees who helped me when I was a young devotee 30 years ago, I always thank them. They always go, oh, this is not there. It was so long ago. And still, I always thank them. Gratitude is contagious. So we should always seek to expand the culture of gratitude, devotee appreciation. Not take devotees for granted. I see these guys every day. What do you want, Prabhu? Prabhu means master. Sometimes the way we say it. What do you want, Prabhu? No. We should pray to Krishna that we don't become overly familiar with devotees. Because then we'll lose our spiritual standing. Thank Krishna every day for the association with devotees. Thank Krishna every day that you have a structured format for rendering devotional service. All you have to do is supply the focus. Remember, Srila Prabhupada was the master of the focus. He was the master of getting from point A to point B in the most direct way in the age of Kali. Point B being back home, back to God. He didn't get so caught up in all the esoteria, Vaishnavism, and the endless, you know, details. He kept his mind fixed on the goal and how to get people to that goal. And so in this way he provided the most efficient way for going back to Godhead. You can see that now, almost 30 years after his departure. No one's been able to even come near what he did in terms of blazing a trail back to Godhead in this dense darkness of Kali Yuga. Even Vaishnavas from other lines, they comment when they come to the West, we're all just feasting on the remnants off Srila Prabhupada's plate. He blazed the trail. And if his followers stick to that trail, we see their lives become very auspicious. So that is my desire for all of you, that you become focused. We're not utopians. We know that not all of you are going to be able to maintain this level of engagement in devotional service all your life. Some of you will go through the ups and downs of family life, its varying degrees of commitment. But we hope that you'll always remember this, these years of focus, and so you'll have something to look forward to. Not only something to look forward to, but something that will keep your head above the water throughout any changes you go through in life. You'll know, I've done it before. This is the great lesson. I've done it before. I can do it again. I was strict before. I was happy before, just serving Krishna. Why can't I do that now? So once you have this experience under your belt, so to speak, it's a great source of strength for you. It's not theoretical anymore. You did it. You know it can be done. So we want all of you to have that experience and to look back upon these years as the best years of your life. Of course, you can make those best years go through your whole life. It's up to you. You don't simply have to have memories. But, you know, as I said, we're not utopian. We understand, you know, how material nature operates and how living entities like to complicate their lives. Various phases of the life cycle that people go through. So it's very important that you master this focus now. Don't dilly-dally your life away. See what there is now to be realized, now to be experienced, now to be gained for your life, and apply yourself appropriately. Don't ask Krishna for a reprieve from devotional service. Oh, Krishna, when will it be over? No. Beg Krishna, teach me how to focus now, how to take advantage now of this valuable situation. Unless you've gone around the world, you don't know how special the situation you have right now. It's not simply the special situation that the ladies have, being able to live in a situation in which they can make solid spiritual advancement. Also for the men, it's not easy these days finding brahmachari ashrams. So, be very grateful to Krishna and take advantage of the circumstances. And remember, we're always servants of the servant. We want to perpetuate a culture of gratitude and service for devotees. We're trying to serve the people of Auckland, giving them a chance to be Krishna conscious. We're prepared to be patient. We're prepared to be determined. We know it's going to be a difficult climb, getting a preaching operation off the ground. It's also very exhilarating, but it's also very demanding, but we're happy that Krishna is demanding of our energies, demanding of our youth. We're very happy about that. We want to thank Krishna for that. Thank you for this opportunity. I was just talking to Mukunda Maharaj yesterday about, we're talking about the early days in ISKCON, when every devotee had this chance that you have now. Now it's not very common, because in many parts of the world, the society has been established a long time and things are pretty settled. So there's very little pioneering and adventurism. It's all been done by the older devotees 30 years ago, and so now the young ones kind of just, you know, take it easy. So we were discussing about how when the temple first opened in San Francisco, storefront, and devotees just opened up, and they really didn't know where the next month's rent was going to come. Some other came, and Prabhupada, with sometimes noted devotees' flats, those who were married or whatever, in San Francisco. Those who are, as you were saying, in relationship. You'd walk in and, oh, you're going to come to Mangalarati tomorrow? Give some cigarettes somewhere on the table. And the devotees would probably pretend not to see it. He would also go on 2nd Avenue in New York. It was time for Bhagavatam class. He would go from coffee shop to coffee shop, pulling the devotees out for Bhagavatam class. So once there was no, I told you this story before, there was no money to pay the rent for the San Francisco temple. The devotees had no idea where it was going to come from. And then this devotee couple, 4 o'clock in the morning, they were going to Mangalarati from their flat. A strong wind blew. And they started, they saw all these dollars start blowing down the street, a completely empty street. All these dollars out of nowhere started blowing down the street. Happened. They just ran and picked up all the money. You know, nobody on the street, 4 o'clock in the morning. And they counted up all the money. It was exactly enough to pay their rent. So, that's the way it was. Static dependency on Krishna. Of course, things are much more settled now in the good sense. Life could be very wild back then. But in any case, we want to have the best of both worlds to give you the advantages of a settled life and the advantages of adventure and dependency on the Lord at the same time. So, I hope that you'll all take advantage of that. And just learn the art of focus. That is necessary even for material success. Those of you who have worked a material job, you know, if you can't focus, what can you get done? People want to see the power of focus, even in the material world. So let us offer that to Krishna. Let us make a little sacrifice. So many of you have done this before. It's not new to you all. A few of you, it's new to you. So many of you, you know you can do it, but just reach deep inside yourself and pull out a bit more. And then you'll be happy. So please, let us hit this city with maximum impact. That maximum impact comes from focus. Determination, not splayed outness. Bahu shatam yanantischa. The Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains that the intelligence of the materialist is many branched, but vyavasyatmaka bhudya ekeha kudanandana. The intelligence of the devotee is fixed, one point. Just jump into the pool and we'll see what happens after. I don't think it'll do you any harm. I don't think it will set your life back in any way, disadvantage you in any way. You won't be missing anything in the material world. Just jump in the pool and swim. Leave all your, you know, hindrances on the, you know, on the side, on the deck, and just jump in with focus. Have some guts to challenge Maya. You're harassing me, I'm striking back. That's how to have fun in devotional life. You're going to mess with me, I'm going to mess with you. That's how to have fun. Not just, what am I going to do? That's some spirit of adventure. Maya throws a punch at you. Take this. Ah, do you remember when you used it? You fight that. Oh. I don't care what I did in the past. I'm going on Sanker time now. That's what I did. And Krishna will support you in this battle to regain your spiritual identity. It can be done. Men can do it. Ladies can do it. Not that ladies have to, you know, just fall victim to their minds. Some of you spent a month in Vrindavan. My god sister, Diane Shakti. She's been like this ever since I've known her. So you can see, you don't have to be, you know, silly. It is possible. So we want to show that it's possible. That'll be a great lesson for yourself and for others. That'll be a great mercy for everyone. But they can see it is possible. So we have this big challenge ahead. Coping with Auckland and all its non-committal ways. And let's beg for Krishna's blessings in this favor together. So I'm counting on all of you to put in your might. Just set aside the selfish motivations for a short time, or even a long time. See what it's like to master Prabhupada's focus. Any questions? Yes.
I can't understand how when I read the Bhagavad Gita and how the Varnashram Dham that's explained in the Bhagavad Gita gets into the life of the devotee in the modern age. Because where it seems to be lower than sutras, but also I know Prabhupada's trying to bring that wasn't up to Brahman. I can't really understand that when I read the Bhagavad
Gita. Not everyone to Brahman. In age of Kali, everyone's born Sudra. Kalo Sudra Samvara. What we're trying to do is give devotees chance to be Brahmins. That's why we require everyone to read. Nice chanting. Without Brahmanas, there's no head on the body. It's not that we want everyone to be a Brahmana, but we're especially focused on creating Brahmanas, because first there has to be a head to see where the, so the body can see where it's going. No, we're not trying to make everyone Brahmins. Profusely giving out second initiations. If someone can demonstrate that they I can execute Brahminical activities, okay. What are the six Brahminical activities? Patan, Patan, Yajan, Yajan, Dana, Pratyahara. Studying the Vedic literature, teaching others the Vedic literature, worshipping the deity, teaching others to worship the deity, giving charity, receiving charity. These are the six symptoms, activities of a Brahmana. So you have to demonstrate that you're doing some of them. Not that, oh, you've been around a couple of years, okay, you get a Brahmin's bread or you get second wishes. You have to demonstrate that you're capable of doing Brahmin activities. Now, I have seen that those who study Prabhupada's books properly, they do develop, for the most part, the medical qualities. And you have to be able to see that different devotees have different propensities. Some devotees have like a managemental chakriya tendency. Others have money-making tendencies, vaishya. These things are material propensities, so the main thing is that we want persons to be Vaishnavas. But in the Varnashram system, even a Vaishnav can act as a Sudra, still be a Vaishnava. You know, act as a laborer, but still be the greatest devotee. So these Varnas are just roles that you play according to your body. Everything's mixed up in Kali Yuga. You know why everything's mixed up? Why all the bodily propensities are mixed up for the most part? Because the children are not conceived properly. Therefore, they're just born in a jumble of modes of material nature. So whenever you see someone with a, you know, streak of this and a streak of that, makes for a very chaotic society. You see the men getting weaker, the ladies becoming more domineering. Everything's upside down. Sometimes devotees become so strong in Krishna consciousness that they transcend completely their material tendencies. Other times, after a while, devotees kind of settle into a niche of a particular material propensity. You have to see. It is a fact that Srila Prabhupada wanted Varnashram Dharma. It's a challenge. We can't ignore it. It's part of our sampradaya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur instructed that to Siddhanta Saraswati. Siddhanta Saraswati instructed Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada took it very seriously. In fact, the first devotee who came to preach in New Zealand, Krishna Krishna, Prabhupada told him, when you go to New Zealand, don't open up a temple. Start a farm in Varnashram Dharma. That's how serious Prabhupada was about it. So it's one of those things, difficult things that Prabhupada gave us to do. We have to decide whether we're just going to pretend to forget about it or we're just going to try to somehow or other gradually, this way, that way, keep thinking about how to do it. He kept reminding us all throughout his time in this world. We're beginning by trying to establish brahmanas, those who have knowledge. You can see amongst the devotees here, they have differing propensities. Some are very musical, others are intellectuals, others like to manage, others like to make money. These are indicative of different varnas. But mainly, I can see what we have here is persons who are actually devotees as the most important reality.
I was wondering what the considerations that my Muni was thinking about when he gave us a curse, benediction to the two brothers of Kabir.
He's a Sankirtan devotee, he's just given out the mercy. His own sweet will. What is the consideration when you go out on the street and you're approaching someone? He's giving out the mercy. So he stopped them from their sinful activities and then he gave them the mercy. It's the Samaritan Muni. It's the number one Sankirtan devotee.
Krishna, and then they so quickly said, Can we go back to our home now? Do they want to stay in this association?
They're not Brijavasis. you can't stick around in Vrindavan. Even Brahma can't stick around in Vrindavan. They went back to their heavenly planet's positions, and then they would go back to Bhagavad from there. They were going to live out the rest of their life in the heavenly planet as devotees, and then go back to Gaga. They couldn't stick around in Vrindavan. They're not on that platform. That's not their taste. It's like Brahma. After the Brahma Vimodana Lila, the Vimodana of Lord Brahma, when he thought he was stealing the cows and cowherd boys, he came to Vrindavan to offer his prayers at Brahma Kund. Then he had to go. Yes, it starts in the morning with your japa. And then you have to meditate on your purpose during the day and notice the impediments to your purpose. Don't expect a day without impediments. This is Kali Yuga, the material world. See how your mind and body try to impede you. See how things in the environment, other persons may try to impede you. That's just the way it is in Kali Yuga. And then keep going. But you think material age is just going to sit at your feet, oh, Gaurach, if you want to be Krishna conscious, oh, very nice. No. Get a rest. But Krishna's always there to help.
Can we become completely selfless in all devotional cells? But you see very advanced devotees are just like do everything they can already before even you think of the desire they already serve you with, but you just try to follow that. And so for me, it's sometimes that I get emotional or I get fired out and things. So how can we like give up all this propensity so our false ego comes and now where we kind of through there for becoming upset? How can we overcome that?
What is your purpose?
Become a pure devotee.
What does that mean?
I'm serving the Lord the whole day.
Serving Krishna for Krishna's desires. Simply trying to fulfill Krishna's desires. What is Krishna's desire? Wherever you go, whomever you meet, introduce them to Krishna consciousness. That's so complicated. You have energy?
Not enough.
Huh?
I hope you're not.
I think you have enough. So just put it completely into giving Krishna, and then you'll get Krishna. Don't try to be the master. Always try to be the servant. Just think, how can I serve others by giving them Krishna consciousness? How can I put my youthful energies into that?
What happens when you then... when you think, oh no, I gave so much, and now what is with me, and all the things you... What,
gave
what
so much
to,
when?
Like,
when you were a teenager? What did you give it to? Yeah, you did give so much. We're trying to stop that. Trying to get you to give another way.
I don't say that I do that, but the mind is telling you that, and you get.
You haven't started yet.
Just ignore
it. You're at the beginning.
So you just ignore it.
It's not true. What have you done with it so much?
Okay.
You're just getting going.
I know, yeah.
What is it so much that you did? Tell me. A couple of months of Sankirtan in England.
Yeah.
A couple of months. Wow. Living in austere conditions, right? Eating austerely, right?
It just sounds like sometimes it feels funny.
What feels funny? Not serving your senses?
Yeah.
Well, don't you want to be purified? To put your energies into devotional service? Don't worry about what the mind tells you. You know what the mind's program is, right?
Yeah.
Convert your mind into something that always thinks how to please Krishna. So all day long you're thinking how to give this person Krishna, how to give that person Krishna. Then you're happy. You're happy like that, aren't you? So why don't you do it? Krishna's so kind, he's given you an easy way to become Krishna conscious. Very direct, very focused, clear. Right? Not complicated. Use your material nature properly. The Germans are the master of the focus for material purposes. So Prabhupada is the master of the focus for spiritual purposes. So use your material tendencies for Krishna's pleasure. No one can keep up with a focused German Vaishnava. Everybody in the world knows that. When they're off, they're really off. When they're on, no one can keep up with them. Okay. The French know that, right? And the Germans focus on to keep up with them. And when they go off track, look out. You don't want to be a neighboring country to them. Everyone around them suffers. Controlling your senses according to a predetermined plan.
So sometimes it's difficult to find the blend between doing the needful and making a focus of what you plan to do for the day.
You have to develop that judgment. Certain things have to be done. You have to do that. Priorities. You have to take care of yourself in spiritual life, and you have to do what has to be done. You have to pray to Lord Chaitanya to teach you this. If you're sincere, Krishna will teach you. I can't be with you every moment of the day and teach you these things. But if you pray to Krishna, teach you, Krishna will teach you. But in this you have also, you have mantra mala. She's a little bit German material nature, yes? Yes. So she can teach you focus. Energy focused is very powerful. Use whatever good you have for Krishna's service and correct whatever's not good about you for Krishna's service. Like the French, they're very sensitive. So be sensitive about how people can become Krishna conscious. This is Yukta Vairagya. Whatever can be used in Krishna's service, we use it. We don't renounce it. Bye. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.